from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, November 26th, 2021. I know I'm not in the great outdoors right now. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's kind of chilly out there. So here we are in the hotel. After 20 months of no cruise ships, the Western Caribbean port of Grand Cayman has granted Holland America Line's New Statendam permission to call to the island on December 28th with restrictions. Though it's not part of the island's Phase 4 reopening, the tourism minister Kenneth Bryan made it official on Wednesday evening by putting them on a conditional visiting agreement. The tourism minister closed his statement by thanking Holland America for being an excellent cruise partner and leading the way to reopen Grand Cayman to cruise tourism. Grand Cayman hasn't seen a cruise ship since March of 2020. And Princess Cruises has announced its 2023-24 cruise schedule for Australia and New Zealand sailings, and it includes the longest world cruise from Australia ever. The voyage will set sail in spring of 24 aboard Coral Princess and visit 32 countries over the course of 110 days. Bookings opened on December 1st, and those who book before April will receive $1,000 in onboard credit per person. And Black Friday is upon us, which means every cruise line is trying to get you to sail with them. Some of the deals include Royal Caribbean giving up to $550 off, Princess giving $200 per stateroom onboard credit, Celebrity has second guest sale free promotions, and MSC has free balcony upgrades. Of course, each cruise line has the deal on their homepage. And the market was closed yesterday for Thanksgiving, but reopens this morning at 9:30. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Asheville, North Carolina, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.